Good morning, brothers and sisters.
I would like to read the 100th Psalm to you this morning.
今天早晨我要来读诗篇第一百篇。
I guess most of you can quote it by memory. It says, Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with thanksgiving. Know you that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name, for the Lord is good.His mercy is everlasting, and His truth endureth to all generations.
普天下当向耶和华欢呼，你们当乐意侍奉耶和华，当来向他歌唱。你们当晓得耶和华是神，我们是他造的，也是属他的，我们是他的民，也是他草场的羊。当称谢进入他的门，当赞美进入他的院。当感谢他，称颂他的名，因为耶和华本为善，他的慈爱存到永远，他的信实直到万代。
Serve the Lord with gladness.
我们要乐意侍奉耶和华。
You know, that's always the better way to serve Jesus is with a glad heart, with a joyful heart.
这是侍奉主比较好的方式，就是乐意侍奉耶和华，用一颗喜乐的心侍奉耶和华。
When we come into His presence, we come with thankful hearts. Enter into His gates with thanksgiving. We come into His courts with praise.
当我们来到他的面前的时候，我们用一颗感恩的心，我们用称谢来进入他的门。
Sometimes you see people singing, "There's joy in serving Jesus," and as you watch them sing, you wonder.
有的时候我们看人唱侍奉耶稣真有快乐，但是我们在想，真的吗？
There is joy, joy, joy in serving Jesus, joy that throbs within my heart.
有时候我们唱侍奉耶稣真有快乐的时候，我们一点喜乐都没有，就像刚刚他唱的。
And you wonder sometimes that, yeah, whatever. And you wonder sometimes, is it really true? Is there really joy in serving Jesus?
所以有的时候我们就会在想，侍奉耶稣真的有快乐吗？
Do we really serve the Lord with gladness?
我们真的是乐意侍奉耶和华吗？
David said, I was glad when they said to me, come on, let's go to the house of the Lord.
大卫说，当人说我们进上耶和华的殿，我的心就欢喜快乐。
Were you glad this morning when you were sitting at the breakfast place and somebody said to you, uh-oh, it's time, we've got to go, oh no.
今天早晨在你在餐厅吃早餐的时候，有人说聚会时间到了，我们去聚会了，你会不会觉得哦又来了？
I think for those of us that know the Lord Jesus Christ, and that's most if not all of you, we can say we really do serve the Lord with gladness.
但是我们认识神的人，大部分的我们都认识神，我们真的可以说我们乐意来侍奉耶和华。
Reminds me of that old preacher that was wanting to sell his horse.
我记得有一个传道人，他想卖他的马。
I've told you this before, but I just reminded of it again this morning. He wants to sell his horse.
有一个人他想要卖他的马。
So he had these different people came, and how much is the horse? The horse has cost this much, and this one. And finally, he found one that really wanted to buy it.
就有许多的人，有许多的买家。他终于找到一个人，他真的想买这只马。
So they exchanged the money, and the new owner of the horse was getting ready to leave with the horse. And then the pastor said, "Wait a minute, let me tell you one thing about this horse."
然后呢，这个他们就讲好了价钱，付了价钱以后，这个人就要把这个马，这匹马带走了。
To get the horse to stop running, you have to say hallelujah.
然后这个主人说，我要告诉你，如果你要这匹马停下来，你必须说哈利路亚。
And if you want to get the horse to go, you have to say praise the Lord.
但是如果你要它走的话，你必须说赞美主。
Well, the preacher taught him instead of giddy up, giddy up, whoa, whoa. The preacher taught him hallelujah. That's to get him to stop.
所以就说
praise the Lord to get him to.
因为这匹马是被一位传道人训练的，所以他听得懂。这些哈利路亚和赞美神，如果你要他停下来的话，就说哈利路亚；如果要他走，就说赞美主。
So the guy got on the horse and he remembered and he said, "Praise the Lord."
所以这个人买了马之后，他就记得，他就说，哦，赞美主，这个马就开始跑。
The horse started to go.
然后呢，这匹马就开始跑。
And he was going down pretty good pace. They're running down the road there. The guys, this is great. Whoever heard of a horse where you say praise the Lord and he goes?
这匹马跑得很好，速度很好，步伐很稳健。
Well, they were getting closer and closer to the end of the road, and after the end of the road came the cliff.
然后他们慢慢走到路中，这个再过去呢，就是一个悬崖。
And the man thought, oh, what do I say to make them stop?
这个人就想，那我要他停下来，该说什么呢
？I can't remember. How do you make a whoa?
那他不记得，他就 whoa.
The horse didn't know what whoa was.
马听不懂什么叫 whoa.
And so they're going faster and faster, and they're getting closer and closer to the end of the road, and then getting closer and closer to the cliff.
然后这个马就越跑越快，越跑越快，就接近这个悬崖。
Just before they got to the edge of the cliff, he remembered, and he said, "Hallelujah!"
就是刚刚到了这个悬崖的边缘，他突然想起来了，他就喊哈利路亚。
And the horse stopped right at the edge.
这个马就在悬崖的边崖停下来了。
And the man said, "Praise the Lord!"
他一停下来以后，那个人喘一口气说，赞美主。
Well, I'd like to talk to you this morning about Hallelujah, praise the Lord.
今天早晨我就是要来讲这篇哈利路亚赞美神的道。
This is not for your horse. This is for you.
这不是为了你的马，而是为了你们。
You know, the Bible tells us that we're in a conflict. We're in a warfare.
因为圣经告诉我们，我们始终处于一个征战的里面。
In the army of the Lord, we're fighting a fight. We're serving the King of Kings, but there's an adversary. There's an enemy of our souls.
但是呢，我们成为耶稣基督的精兵，我们正在打一场属灵的征战。
We read in Revelation 12 that he makes war with the church of Jesus Christ.
因为在启示录第十二章，我们看见仇敌他跟神的儿女征战。
And it's a real conflict that we're in, not with flesh and blood, but principalities and powers, spiritual wickedness in high places.
因为我们所要征战的呢，不是与属血气的征战，乃是与那些执政的、掌权的、管辖这幽暗世界的及空中属灵的恶魔征战。
So we have to put on the whole armor of God that we might stand against the wiles of the devil.
所以我们必须要穿上神所赐的全副的军装，在征战的日子能够抵挡仇敌，站立得住。
But the Bible says more than that about that conflict. Not only do we put on the armor of God, but also we're fighting together with other brothers and sisters, with comrades.
所以我们在这场属灵征战中，不单我们自己要穿上全副的军装，而且我们要与弟兄姐妹一同征战，因为我们都是在同一个战场。
And we unite our hearts together, we unite our faith together, we encourage one another, we admonish one another, we provoke to love and to good works.
因为我们要彼此的鼓励，彼此的激励，我们是在同一个战场里面。
And so in this battle that we're in, the Bible also tells us that there are weapons that have been given to the church.
在这个属灵征战里面，圣经也告诉我们，神也赐给我们一些兵器，为了他的教会。
In 2 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 4, the Apostle Paul says to the Corinthians, "The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds."
在哥林多后书第十章第四节说，我们所征战的兵器本不是属血气的，乃是在神面前有能力，可以攻破各样坚固的营垒。
Paul doesn't necessarily delineate all of the weapons there in that context, but I think that in reading the Bible, we come up with several that we are sure of that are weapons given to us as God's people.
虽然保罗在哥林多后书并没有把所有的兵器都列出来，但是在圣经里面我们可以看见有一些的属灵的兵器。
We have the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God.
我们有圣灵的宝剑，就是神的话。
And that's a tremendous weapon.
这是一个何等伟大的兵器。
We need to be skilled in using this weapon.
我们必须要学习怎么样来好好的用这个兵器。
We need to hide this word, get it into our hearts.
我们必须要把这个神的话放在我们的心里。
In Matthew 4, Jesus taught us by example that he was filled with the word of God.
马太福音第四章，我们看见耶稣作为我们的好榜样，他的心中是充满了神的话。
And when confronted by the enemy in the hours of his temptation, he wielded the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and said, "It is written, it is written, it is written."
所以当他在受魔鬼撒旦的试探的时候，他就挥着这个圣灵的宝剑，他不断地说神的话，他不断地说经上说，经上说，经上说。
We have to familiarize ourselves with this book.
所以我们必须要熟读这一本书。
So that when we're standing against the foe in the hour of our trial, that we have a weapon that we can use against the enemy.
所以当我们在受试探，在受患难逼迫的时候，我们有这个属灵的兵器，可以与仇敌征战。
I believe that prayer is a wonderful weapon.
我也相信祷告是一个非常有能力的兵器。
Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit.
因为保罗就说我们要在圣灵里不断的祷告祈求
and we need to learn to pray
我们必须要学习如何祷告
prayer isn't just sending up words to heaven
我们祷告并不是就把一些话送上天上
there's an art to praying or a skill to praying in God, in the Holy Ghost
要学习如何在圣灵里祷告是一个艺术也是一个 技术
in Romans Paul says we don't even know how to pray as we ought but the Spirit makes intercession for us
在罗马书第八章保罗说我们本不知道当如何祷告但是圣灵在我们里面说不出来叹息为我们祷告
another weapon and that's what I'd like to talk to you about this morning is this weapon of praise
另外一个兵器我今天早上要跟你们分享的就是赞美
praise is a real weapon
因为赞美是一个真正的兵器
and it's not just saying hallelujah praise the Lord but it's praising the Lord in the spirit worshiping him in spirit and in truth
赞美呢不是只是说哈利路亚赞美主而已赞美是在在圣灵里面对神的敬拜
having an understanding of how great our God is and what it is that he has done for us through his son Jesus Christ on the cross fills us with adoration and thanksgiving elicited from our hearts not just from our mouths
所以当我们知道神是多么的爱我他为我们所做的是何等的伟大在十字架上所成就的救恩何等的伟大
and,
我们心中就充满了赞美和感恩
and with all of these weapons we need to learn how to use them we need to become skilled and practice and exercise ourselves in this weaponry
在我们手上有这么多的属灵兵器但是我们要必须练习操练才知道怎么样用这些兵器
if I gave some of you a baseball bat this morning if I gave you a baseball bat
我今天给你们一个棒球棒
some of you wouldn't know which end to hold
有些人根本不知道应该拿哪一端
this big thick end or this skinny little end over here
有些人根本不知道我们应该握的是这个粗的那一头呢还是细的那一头
but then somebody tells you how to hold it where to put your hands and how to swing the bat you have to become proficient at it just because you have the bat doesn't mean you know how to use it
但是如果有人教你应该怎么样的打你还是必须练习所以你手上就算了 有了一个棒球棒并不代表你就会打
Sometimes people are like that with tools They're given tools Maybe for Christmas you get a new tool
同样的有的时候我们圣诞节的时候人家会送 我们工具
You're so happy to get that tool You open up the package and Oh look at that I got a new tool Look at this
我们收到了一个礼物是 一盒的工具我们一个工具箱我们可能很高兴有这么多的工具
and then when everybody goes home you try to find out what is it? What does this do?
当每一个人都回家以后你就看 这个是什么东西我应该怎么用呢
you got to begin to learn how to use it you got to become skilled with this tool that's been given to you
所以我们必须要学习如何来用这些工具
so it is with this weapon this tool of praise
同样的这一个工具这个赞美的工具我们也要学习
There are a number of illustrations and examples in the Bible that teach us that praise is a mighty weapon that pulls down the strongholds of the enemy
在圣经里面我们看见许多的故事告诉我们赞美是一个强而有力的兵器可以攻破仇敌坚固的营垒
I think of Jehoshaphat in 2 Chronicles chapter 20
在历代志下二十章这里我们看见约沙法王的故事
Here come all the enemies out against Jehoshaphat and his army
这些有大敌人的大军队来攻打约沙法和他的国
They're not able to defeat this army The army is too vast that's coming out against them They can't stand up and fight head to head face to face with them
这个仇敌是这么的强大他们没有办法面对面的来抵挡
But the weapons of our warfare are not carnal
但是我们属灵的兵器不是属血气的
The carnal way would be to stand up and put up your fists or get your pea shooters or whatever they had in those days and start going at it against one another
如果我们只是靠着属血气来征战的话我们就穿上那个军装我们就出去打仗
But God said to Jehoshaphat No, what you need to do is take the singers
但是神却告诉约撒法王
Get the choir
你要把那些歌唱的
And put the choir out there in the front of the battle
把歌唱的把诗班 放在军队的前面。
You would think you'd put the warriors in the front of the battle, the biggest, the strongest, the brightest, the best.
我们在照着我们的想法，我们应该把那个最能最大能的那些征战的勇士放在军队的前面。
But on this occasion, the Lord said, "No, no, you put the singers out in the front and let them lead the army, the people of God, into battle."
但是这一次呢，耶和华就告诉他，你要把那些歌唱的和诗班放在军队的前面，由他们来带领神的军队。
And as they went to face the enemy, they started to sing, "His mercy endureth forever."
当他们开始往前前行的时候，走在军队的前面，他们就唱，当称颂耶和华。因他的慈爱永远长存。
And as they sang, "His mercy endures forever." Praise the Lord. His mercy endures forever. The Lord sent ambushments against the enemies.
所以当他们就这样子唱，当称谢耶和华，因他的慈爱永远长存。当众人正唱歌赞美的时候，耶和华就派伏兵击杀那些攻击他们的敌人。
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Works.
所以真正的赞美神。说哈利路亚是有功效的。
As God commands and tells us and teaches us to serve the Lord with gladness.
因为神他是告诉我们，命令我们，我们当乐意侍奉耶和华。
And there, as they began to sing the praises of God, the Lord took care of the battle.
所以当我们在称谢赞美耶和华的时候，神来为我们征战。
Sometimes we pray our way through the battles.
有的时候，我们整场征战的过程中，就是用赞美来经过。
Sometimes we take the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, and fight our way through the battles.
有的时候呢，我们征战是拿起圣灵的宝剑，就是神的话，一路征战到底。
And then there are times where we pick up this weapon of praise and praise our way through the battles.
但是有些征战呢，我们就一路上用赞美征战到底。
At the end of the 50th Psalm, the psalmist says, "Whoso offereth praise glorifieth me." And that is the way that I show them my salvation.
诗篇第五十篇呢，在那里就说。
Last verse, I think.
诗篇第五十篇最后一节，他就说：“当以感谢献上为祭，便是荣耀我。”
As we offer praise to God.
当我们以感谢为祭的时候，他使我得着他的救恩。
As we glorify Him.
当我们赞美他。荣耀他的名
He shows to us his salvation.
他就使我们得着救恩
Paul and Silas in Acts chapter 16 were in jail. You remember the story well at midnight.
我们都知道在使徒行传第十六章这里保罗跟希拉在监狱里的故事
They had just been beaten. They were put in stocks. They were there in jail.
他们在监牢里正被鞭打了
Sounds like the perfect recipe for a pity party.
这个时候呢，他们最可能发生的呢，就是坐在那里自爱自怜。
Poor me，
我真可怜。
Look, I serve the Lord, and look what happens to me. I wind up in jail, and oh, it hurts.
我忠心服侍主，你看我的下场如何？我就在这个监狱里面，全身疼痛。
But instead of that, Paul and Silas learned a better way.
但是保罗和希拉他们有更好的方式来面对这个环境。
And there in that Philippian jail at midnight, all of a sudden, the apostle Paul began to sing.Hallelujah, Hallelujah, 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 ba-da-da. Hey, this is good. For the Lord God omnipotent reigneth.It was good while it lasted, but you get the point. I don't think they were singing Handel's Messiah, but Hallelujah, praise the Lord.
在这里，保罗和希拉在半夜在腓立比的监狱里面，保罗他就开始唱诗赞美神。他唱的可能不是韩德尔的弥赛亚。
And as they began to sing praise the Lord, or they began to sing their praises to God.All of a sudden, that jail began to shake, and the chains fell off, and the doors flew open.
当他们正在唱诗赞美的时候，突然地大震动，然后监牢的地基都摇动了，监门立即全开。
The weapons of our warfare are mighty through God.
因为我们属灵的征战的兵器在神面前有能力。
In Hebrews, we read, "Let us therefore offer to Him." The sacrifice of praise.
所以在希伯来书我们看见这里说我们当以赞美为祭献给神。
But that's not how it ends. Do you know how the verse ends? Offer to our God the sacrifice of praise to our God. You know what the next word is? Say in Chinese. I won't know. Offer sacrifice of praise to our God continually.
那在希伯来书第十三章第十五节他说我们应当靠着耶稣常常以颂赞为祭献给神。
In case you don't know what that is, he goes on and he says, that is the fruit of our lips giving thanks to his name.
这是那承认主名之人嘴唇的果子。
Is that what happens when they squeeze you? What comes out?
你知道当他们这样子挤压你的时候到底从你里面出来的是什么？
When you find yourself in a battle at midnight, what do you do?
当你在夜半的时候在处在一个征战里面你怎么做？
This epistle was written to a group of people that were enduring great persecution and difficulties.
希伯来书是写给那些正在处在大逼迫大患难中的圣徒。
And the word of the Lord to them is, come on, just praise the Lord, offer to him that sacrifice, let it be a continual sacrifice of giving thanks to his name.
但是神给他们的话呢却是你们应当靠着耶稣常常以赞美颂赞为祭献给神。
Now, I wonder why it is that the Bible insists on this.
我在想为什么圣经一再的强调我们要赞美呢？为什么？
Why do we have to praise the Lord and sing praises to God and with a loud voice glory? Why do we have to do that?
为什么圣经一再的叫我们要大声的歌颂赞美神呢？为什么？
It doesn't sound logical. God's in heaven, I'm here. Why do I have to shout? I can't yell loud enough for him to hear me anyway. So why do I got to do all this? It's not logical and...He knows my heart. My heart is singing all the time. So why do I have to praise him? Why do I have to say hallelujah or give thanks to his name?
为什么我们一直要说哈利路亚，把感恩赞美归给神呢？神坐在天上，我再大声，我的声音也传不到天上。为什么神要我们赞美他？
Maybe you think, well, it's just not me. I'm a very quiet, introverted kind of guy, and I don't really this is not my cup of tea.
或许呢你觉得赞美不合适我因为我是一个内向安静的人神知道我的心就好了
Maybe another reason is that the devil fights against it
或许另外一个原因呢就是我们的仇敌不要我们赞美
Maybe the enemy would rather have you murmur, grumble and complain than praise the Lord
或许我们的仇敌呢他就是要我们在那边抱怨而不是赞美
Maybe that's how he would like to get the advantage over you in the battle and the conflict that you're now engaged with him in
或许因为他知道你在这个属灵征战里面他就是要你停止征战而在那边抱怨埋怨
I think that might be more the answer than the first two I think that might be the answer to why we don't it's not that we just it's not us it's not the way we feel like we should be we don't want to be that way I think more that the enemy fights against us using this weapon of praise
我想圣经叫我们不断的要赞美的原因呢可能不是因为我们想或是不想而是仇敌不要我们赞美
Because I find, and you do too, wherever you go, whatever you're doing, you always find people expressing their joy, expressing their gladness in much the same way that we're taught in the Bible to express our joy and gladness.
有的时候我们真的会看到一些圣徒他们就是这么充满的喜乐常常来赞美神像圣经说的
You know, every year, I'm usually in California for the July 4th weekend, soI don't know what it's like back in New York on July 4th anymore. It's been so long ago. But they have a Nathan's hot dog eating contest in Coney Island.
我已经很多很多年了这个7月4号这个weekend 呢我不在纽约过我都是在加州过的。在纽约呢他们7月4号这个周末他们会有吃热狗的比赛。
We've had an eating contest here over these last few days also, and I think I won.
当然呢我们这几天我们也有吃东西的比赛我想我已经赢了。
But there in Coney Island, and I was just there a couple of weeks ago, not at the hot dog contest, but I was there at Nathan's. I got myself a few hot dogs there. They're very, very good. And they have crowds, throngs of people come out on July 4th to watch this event.
在这个国庆日的假期呢每一次就会有很多很多人拥挤到纽约那边去看这个吃热狗的比赛。
The winner of the contest gets what's called the mustard belt.
The mustard.
Mustard. You stick that on the hot dogs. Yeah. Belt.
那个吃热狗比赛的那个得奖的人呢，他们就得到一个芥末的皮带。
And so they're there eating. I don't know how many do they eat? 60 some odd hot dogs in 10 minutes or whatever it is. It's just amazing to. They're just pouring them in.
他们就不断的吃，可能在十分钟以内吃六十个以上的热狗。
And then at the end, the bell goes off, and the guy set the world record for hot dogs that he ate in 10 minutes. And the whole crowd, all of a sudden, you look at them, they all go, yay, yay.
当那个铃声响了十分钟到了的时候，那个吃的最多的人，他可能已经破了世界纪录。这个时候，突然所有旁边的观众呢，就大声的欢呼，耶、yeah!。
It's just, you know, everybody does that. Everybody, oh, yeah, look at that guy. Hey, yes, he ate them all. I can't believe, yeah.
每一个人都这么高兴，因为那个人赢了这个奖。
Hey, did you see the pictures in Sochi, Russia? Before the Olympics were held, when they were still wondering which city it was that was going to get the Olympics, and then it was announced in the square in Sochi that Sochi, Russia was going to be the home of the Olympics that were going to come up.
上一次在奥林匹克运动是在 Sochi, 在苏联。举行的，当他们选择收起作为这个奥林匹克运动会的场地的时候
，And the picture that they showed was hundreds of people standing in the square, and all of a sudden, when Sochi, Russia's name was mentioned, they all went yay.
所以我们在电视上看到，当收起这个地方被选为下一届奥林匹克运动会的场地的时候，
they,
在广场的所有的人都欢呼
，They just threw up their arms in exuberation.
所以他们就都高举手来欢呼。
They were just so thrilled and excited. The Olympics are coming here.
他们太兴奋了，因为奥林匹克运动会要在他们的城市举行。
He just ate 62 frankfurters. Yeah.
所以他们就太高兴了，在那边欢呼。
And you can go on and on with this. Go to you see pictures of concerts and you see the group comes out there to sing. And what do all the people do? Especially the dopey girls in the front. What do they all do? Yeah. Ah!
你看，有一些尤其是热门音乐会的时候，当这些乐团出来的时候，他们的歌迷就像疯狂了一样的在那里欢呼，欢迎他们。
That exuberance, that joy, that bubbling over, just seems to be in humanity. It's just something that's set into us. We're creatures of worship.
换句话说，我们是被造的，这个能够欢呼赞美的这个能力是在我们里面的。
The object of our worship is different.
这个与生俱来的欢呼，但是我们欢呼赞美的对象却是很重要的。
I've been to baseball games. You maybe have been to a baseball game also.
我曾经去过棒球比看过棒球比赛，你们可能也有。
Bottom of the ninth, two outs, the score is tied. Last inning, almost over, tie score.
在快到终点的时候呢，他们是平分。
And that batters up and he hits the ball over the fence to win the game.
最后一个人呢，他打球，他一打就过了那个过了围墙。
Yeah. What happens in that stadium? What happens when he hits that home run?
当那最后一个人他一打打了一个全垒打，这个时候观众的反应是怎么样
？The people all sit there and they go, hmm.
难道所有的观众就坐在那边就点头微笑吗
？Good.No, they don't do that. They're up on their feet.
他们立刻就站起来。
They're just thrilled, and their hands go up, and they're high-fiving everybody, and they're yeah.
他们就举起手来，大声的欢呼。
And then we get to the Sunday morning meeting.
然后我们就来到了主日的聚会。
We've just come from that baseball game the night before.
那头一天晚上，我们才去看了那一场棒球赛。
And here we are in church now.
现在今天主日早晨，我们来到了教会。
Wake me up when he's done.
到讲完的时候就叫醒我。
There is joy in serving Jesus.
是的，侍奉耶稣真有快乐。
Joy that throbs within my heart.
侍奉耶稣真有快乐。
For I've learned the secret.
因为我已经得着那个秘诀。
Do we have anything to be excited about?
我们在教会有没有使我们值得兴奋的事
？My God sent His Son.
我的神赐下他的爱子
to this earth,
来到地上
to die for me.
为我死。
Whoa!
Whoa!
That excites me.
这使我的兴奋。
Thank you, Jesus.
主啊，谢谢你。
Oh, I enter into your gates with thanksgiving.
我要用称谢进入他的门。
Not only because of what you did 2,000 years ago, because of what you're doing right now in my heart and my life.
不但是你在2000年前做成的，而且你现在正坐在我生命、我心里的。
It's just a thrill to know you, to live in your presence, to be able to serve you. What a wonderful privilege this is. Thank you, Lord, for that privilege.
我能够持续地活在你的同在中，能够来侍奉你，这是何等的特权！主啊，我感谢你。
Thank you for the joy that you've put into my heart. And you know, it's a joy that can be seen. I hope it's a joy that even can be felt.By those that are around us.
主啊，我感谢你把那个喜乐赐给我。我希望这个喜乐不单是我能够感觉到，我相信，我希望别人也能够感觉到。
So may the Lord help us.
主啊，帮助我们。
Hallelujah! Praise the Lord. Worship Him in spirit and in truth.
主啊，帮助我们，让我们能够不断的感恩来赞美，用真理和。用灵和真实来敬拜他。
Now, this is found in the Bible. It's biblical. It's what we're supposed to do as God's children. These are the instructions that He's left us.
这是在圣经里有根据的。这是他对儿女他的儿女的指示。
Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord.
在圣经上说，凡有气息的都要称赞他。
I mean, if you had a mirror, maybe you should.See whether or not you got breath. Everybody here have breath?
如果你有一个镜子的话，我们就在镜子上哈一下，看看这你是不是有一口气。
You want to check that guy back there to see whether I'm not sure he's breathing anymore. But no, I'm only kidding. Everybody's alert and awake.
你要不要看看你旁边的人，他们是不是还有气息
？Bad breath, good breath, garlic breath, any kind of breath. You've got breath this morning.
不管你是有什么样的气息，我们今天都是有气息的人。
Let everything that hath breath.Praise the Lord.
凡有气息的都要赞美耶和华。
And then maybe you still didn't get it, so he says again. So praise ye the Lord.
赞美你，赞美神。
Enter into his gates with thanksgiving. Come into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him. And you know what? You guys do that, don't you?
用称谢进入他的门，用赞美进入他的院。我们不都是这样吗？
I come into the meeting and there's a group praying here and looking to the Lord and calling upon Him. And we gather together and at the beginning of the meetings, people begin to worship the Lord and we're encouraged to join in together and sing to the Lord, praise the Lord, worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness.
Oh, 我在这里就看见在聚会以前大家就聚在一起祷告。我们每一次聚会一开始我们就唱诗赞美敬拜耶和华。
And that can get better.
而我们还可以做得更好。
Oh, not that the harmonies could get better, but I mean our praise in God, anointed by the Spirit of God, can get better.
我不是说我们唱歌的技巧会更好，而是我们在主里、在圣灵里的敬拜可以更好。
And that would please the Lord, I'm sure.
我相信这是讨神喜悦的。
If I learned better to take this weapon, if I've learned better to use this tool of praise.
如果我们能够更学会怎么样用这个兵器，就是赞美的兵器。
Not just when I'm all together with everybody else.
不单是我跟圣徒们在一起的时候。
It's easy to praise the Lord when we're in a meeting like this.
当我们在这样子的聚会里面要赞美神是很容易的。
You have to be as hard as a stone not to.
除非你的心像一个硬的像石心一样，不然很容易赞美神的。
When we leave here tomorrow or today or whenever we leave, today we leave, and when we get back to our homes and you're in your office and you're in your school and everything is sort of going the wrong direction and you're getting hit on this side and hit on that side, what's going to come out?
但是今天当我们回家以后，我们回到我们的家庭、我们的职场、我们的工作上。事情开始不顺利的时候，我们要怎么反应
？The joy of the Lord is your strength.
耶和华而来的喜乐是你们的力量。
Maybe in your car, roll up the windows first. But in your car, you can just praise the Lord.
或许在我们开车的时候，我们就把窗门关上，我们就可以大声的来赞美神。
You could be walking down the block, walking in the street, and just thanking the Lord and praising the Lord. It's a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord. Let us therefore offer that sacrifice of praise to our God continually. That is the fruit of our lips giving thanks to His name.
赞美神是对我们有好处的，所以就让我们学习常常的用颂赞为祭献给神。
It's not that no, I worship on Sunday mornings. That's when I worship. That's my worship time is Sunday morning from 10:30 till 12. I worship on Sunday.
不要说我们只是在主日早晨十点到十二点这个中间我才来敬拜神。
But what happens if you're attacked by the enemy on Tuesday?
但是如果 仇敌在礼拜二来攻击你的时候，你怎么办呢？
Well, I don't know. I don't know. I read the Bible on Sunday. I worship on Sunday. I pray on Sunday. I go to school and I work and I think about all the things of my life and all the world things. And I gotta wait till Sunday. I'm getting shot now.
但是如果我们只是在主日才读圣经、才赞美、才祷告的话，而平常我们在我们的学校工作的场合中，我们却完全是想的都是世上的事，那如果礼拜二仇敌来攻击你怎么办呢？
Right there are the most trying circumstances. We need to take the weapons of our warfare that are mighty through God and they pull down strongholds.
但是就在那个地方，我们就可以拿起我们属灵的兵器，在神面前有能力可以攻破仇敌坚固的营垒。
English is not a very expressive language.
英文不是一个很能够表达的语言。
Chinese is much better.
中文更好，比较好。
I believe that Hebrew is probably even better yet.
但是我相信希伯来文可能更好。
And there are in a few different ways, they have a lot more, well, descriptive words.
因为在
in the Psalms, in our Bible, in my Bible at least, I don't know about the Chinese Bible, but in my Bible, it talks a lot about praise. Praise the Lord, 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 hallelujah, praise the Lord.
希伯来文里面有更多比较描述性的智慧，像在圣经里面有到处都是有赞美神、赞美神、赞美神的话。
But I'm told that in the Hebrew scriptures that there are actually seven different words, very distinct and unique words. They all mean, and they're all rendered in my Bible, praise or hallelujah or bless the Lord, but they mean different things in the original language.
在希伯来，我听说在希伯来文里面呢，其实希伯来文用了七个。不一样的字来形容赞美，但是我们翻译成中文和英文就是赞美。
It's like if I were to say to you ice cream.
就像如果我跟你说
ice cream is a
冰淇淋
very, could mean a lot of different things.
冰淇淋可以代表很多不一样的东西。
It could mean chocolate or vanilla or strawberry.
可能是巧克力，可能是香草的，可能是草莓的。
Pistachio, butter, pecan, you name it. There's so many varieties of different kinds of ice cream or candy. Same thing.
因为有各种各样不同的口味，糖果也是一样。
And when we say praise the Lord, it could mean, depending on the context and depending on the word used, it could mean something very different than maybe what we're thinking.
所以在当我们说赞美的时候，可能因着上下文的结构的不一样，可能它指的是不一样的事。
But I want to learn to be kind of skilled.In all the areas of the weaponry that have been given to me, I don't just want to use the weapon one way.
但是如果神把这么多的属灵的兵器赐给我的话，我们要练习，使我们能够熟练，而不是只会用一种。
But I want to try to learn what it is that God wants from me and equips me with and entrusts me then to use for His glory.
神所赐给我们的兵器是要来装备我们，他既然把这个托付给我们，我们就要好好的练习，能够熟练这些兵器。
So, I'll probably pronounce these Hebrew words wrong, but you'll get the idea.
我现在要讲的是希伯来文，可能我的发音不准确，但是我想你可以知道我的意思。
There's the word hallel.
有一个字叫 hallel.
We get our word hallelujah, I guess in every language, hallelujah.
这个 hallelujah 的字就是从这个字根来的。
That word hallelujah or hallel means to boast or to rave or to celebrate.
这个字的意思呢，就是去夸口、夸耀来庆祝。
So the 113th Psalm begins hallel.
所以在诗篇113篇，它开始就说 hallelujah.
Says in my Bible, praise the Lord.
就是赞美主。
Praise, O ye servants of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Let the name of the Lord be praised, both now and forevermore.
这里说你们要赞美耶和华，耶和华的仆人啊，你们要赞美，赞美耶和华的名。
Just boast and rave and be clamorously foolish with that name of the Lord. Just rave about that name. Lift up that name on high.
就是说把这个名呢，高举这个名，欢呼来赞美。
Many times in the Psalms when that wordHallel is used. Many times that word Hallel is used, and it's translated praise or hallelujah.
许多时候，这个字 Hallel 就被翻译成为赞美。
But there's another Hebrew word for praise. Not every time should it be hallelujah or praise the Lord. Sometimes is that word yada.
另外一个字呢，就是 yada.
Y-A-D-E-H, yada.
Yada.
To extend or to throw out the hand.
换句话说，就是把手伸开，高举手，
I mean,
伸开双臂。
That's part of the biblical teaching of praise to, as a verb, an action word. To throw out the hand.
在圣经里面，他教导这是一个有行动的，这是一个动词，就是把你的双臂张开。
The lexicon literally translates it to worship with extended hand.
换句话说，就是敬拜神，高举你的双手敬拜神。
Now, I've seen people do that here too. Sometimes you lift your hand. We were, I guess, enjoined upon, was it last night, to lift our hands and praise the Lord.
我看见在这里许多弟兄姐妹在敬拜的时候就很自然地把双手高举。
Now, I don't know about you, but I mix sometimes halal and yada.
我不知道你，但是有的时候呢，我就把这两个都混着用。
So I find myself raving and boasting about the Lord and exalting His name, and I'm yada-ing it. Is that a word? I can yada at the same time that I can halal.
那我就把这两个混合用。我有的时候在赞美敬拜神的时候，我就双手高举我的双手。
In that story that we talked about with Jehoshaphat in 2 Chronicles 20, it says.Give thanks to the Lord, for His loving kindness is everlasting. That giving thanks is to yada, throw out your hands.
就像我们刚刚看到的，在约沙法的军队，他们在那里唱，当称谢耶和华因他的慈爱永远长存的时候，他们就伸出他的双臂来赞美神。
63 verse 1, it says, I will lift up my hands, I will yada in His name.
诗篇第六十三篇，他还说：“我要高举双手来赞美耶和华。”
In Psalm 107, the Bible says, "Oh, that men would yada for His wonderful works to the children and His goodness to the children of men."
另外一个诗篇就是说，因他对向他儿女所施的慈爱，我们要称谢赞美他。
There's another word for praise, and it's the word toda.
另外一个字就叫 toda.
That's also an extension of the hand.
这也是伸出手来。
But that's an extension of the hand in acceptance to receive.
但是这个双手伸出来呢，是为了要来接受。
Do you ever come before the Lord and just raise your hands to, as it were, receive from Him, take from Him?
我们是否曾经来到神的面前，我们伸出双手，好像我们要从他接受什么
？Lord, I want to receive all that You have for me. I want You, and it's a form of praise. Toda, lift up your hands and receive.
当我们来到神的面前，我们伸出双手来，要从他来接受他所要赐给我们的，这也是一种的赞美。
There's the word barak, B-A-R-A-K. It means to kneel down, to bless God as an act of adoration.
另外一个字呢 ，barak 就是来到神的面前，跪在神的面前敬拜他。
So sometimes we're hallel and yada, and sometimes we're barak, and we're mixing it all up. It's all praising God. Sometimes it's an abject silence, just prostrate before Him.
有的时候我们是欢呼，高举双手赞美他；有的时候我们就来到他面前，俯伏敬拜，很安静的来敬拜他。
Sometimes it's raving and boasting about the name of our Lord.
有时候我们就是夸耀，夸口他的名。
In Psalm 95, the psalmist says, "Oh, come, let us worship and bow down, let us kneel before the Lord our Maker."
诗篇九十五篇，他就说，让我们来双膝跪拜，来赞美神。
In 1 Chronicles 29, it says, "Now bless the Lord your God and all the assembly. Bless the Lord, the God of their fathers, and bowed low and did homage to the king."
在历代志上的时候，我们就看见神的百姓赞美他的时候，就高声欢呼，而且称谢他的名。
This is all part of.The weaponry that He's given us.
这些都是神所给我们属灵征战的兵器。
We bow low and do Him reverence. We raise our hands to Him. We praise and extol Him by our hallelujahs.
不管我们是俯伏在他面前敬拜他，或是我们高举双手欢呼称颂他的名。
Zamar is another one of those terms. Zamar means to pluck the strings of an instrument, or to sing, or to praise.It's a musical word which is largely involved with joyful expressions of music with musical instruments.
What's that word?
Zamar.
Zamar. Zamar 的话就是用你去弹一个乐器，用音乐来称谢赞美耶和华。
So whether it's your violin or whether it's your bongo or whether it's your keyboard or whatever it might be, we can praise the Lord with these instruments.
Zamar 的意思就是我们或许可以弹琴、打鼓、击鼓、跳。用各样的乐器来赞美神。
Another one, two more only, just two more left. Talila.
只剩下两个了 ，Tamala.
Talila.
Talala.
Whatever. To sing or to laud, especially the singing of hymns in the spirit.
这就是去唱唱歌，尤其是唱在灵里的歌。
In Psalm 33, verse 1, it uses that word, rejoice, rejoice for praise, or Tehillah is comely for the upright in heart.
在诗篇三十三篇，他就说我们要用诗歌来称颂耶和华。
In Isaiah 61, he wants to give us the garment of praise, Tehillah, for the spirit of heaviness.
以赛亚书第六十一章，他这里说我要用赞美衣穿上，代替忧伤的灵。
He wants us to be a people that are filled with song.
他希望我们是一群充满诗歌的百姓。
Filled with joy, filled with praise, filled with glory.
一群充满喜乐、充满赞美的百姓，充满荣耀的。
I thank God that He teaches us this way.
我们感谢主，他是这样子的来教导我们。
Lastly is another term, Shabbat.
另外一个字就是 Shabba，
to shout or to address in a loud tone，
就是用大声呼喊。
Oh, clap your hands, all you people! Shout unto God with the voice of triumph.
就是我们要拍手，大声呼喊，赞美耶和华。
Isaiah 12, we read, "Cry out and shout, thou inhabitant of Zion, for great is the Holy One of Israel in the midst of thee."
以赛亚书第十二章，他说你们要拍手欢呼，大声赞美耶和华。
And so whether you're shouting or whether you're kneeling or whether you're hands out to receive or hands up to praise, whatever it is, oh, that men would praise the Lord for His goodness to us.
所以不管我们是匍匐在地上，或是我们欢呼，或是我们举手，这些都是来赞美耶和华。
And I want to learn these ways.
我希望能够学习。
The Bible, I think it's the 84th Psalm where he puts his ways into us. And we pass through in the 84th Psalm, it says, you go through the valley of Baca, the valley of weeping, but you make it a well.
诗篇第84篇这里他说神使我们经过流泪谷，但是使我们心里充满了喜乐，使这谷变成泉源。
Do you remember when David got back to Ziklag?
你记不记得当大卫从洗格拉回来的时候，
he had been out on a campaign with his fighting men, and when he came back to the community where the families were living, they found that the town of Ziklag had been pillaged and burnt with fire, and all their wives and the children were taken captive by the enemy.
当大卫和他的随从回到了洗格拉的时候，发现整个村庄他们在的地方都已经被敌人毁去了，而且他们的妻子儿女都被掳去。
It was a terrible, terribly depressing time.
这是一个非常沮丧、很悲惨的情形。
It says that the men and David and his men, they wept until they had no more strength to weep anymore.
圣经上记着大卫和跟随他的人就一直的哭泣，哭到他们没有力气。
To make matters worse, the other men that were with David, his comrades turned on him and they wanted to kill him.
那更糟糕的是，随从大卫的人呢，他们就因为生气而想要杀大卫。
And then we read that David strengthened himself in the Lord.
但是我们看见大卫呢，他就在主里得以刚强起来。
It doesn't say how he did that or what he did.
圣经没有说他到底如何使自己因着靠着主而刚强起来。
It just says that someplace, somewhere, David strengthened himself.In the Lord.
但是他就是这样子的，在主里使自己得以刚强起来。
I couldn't tell you unequivocally what he did.
我没有办法详细的告诉你他到底做了什么。
But I think personally, just knowing David and knowing what we know of his life, I just wonder if he took his harp or went outside somewhere under the stars and just began to maybe to Hallel.
我在想就着我们对他的认识，他可能就拿起了他的琴，找了一个地方就开始赞美神。
Maybe he threw some Toda and Zamar in there too. I don't know what he did.
或许他唱诗，或许他高举双手，我不知道。
I just wonder if he just began to worship God.
很可能他就开始敬拜神。
Lord, it's, I don't know what's going on. I don't know what's happening. I don't know, but Lord, I just worship you. I just praise you.
主啊，我不知道到底发生了什么事情，主啊，但是我就是来敬拜你。
You find, I found that as I've done that, the strength that God pours in.
我自己就有这样子的经历，当我们开始敬拜赞美神的时候，能力就从我们里面出来。
Those words in Nehemiah are very true. The joy of the Lord is your strength.
尼希米的话是的确是非常的真实，就是耶和华来的喜乐是你们的力量。
So maybe you need to teach yourself what that old pastor taught his horse.
所以呢，或许我们应该教导我们，就像那个传道人教导他的马一样。
Maybe to get you going every morning, what you need to do is say, "Praise the Lord."
每天早晨，当我们要开始一天的时候，我们就说赞美主。
And maybe to keep you going throughout the day, you need to remind yourself, "Praise the Lord."
所以一整天下来，我们都应该提醒我们自己要赞美神。
And you might need to talk to yourself like the psalmist needed to talk to himself and say, "Hey, why art thou cast down, O my soul?" Why art thou disquieted within me?
有时候我们应该对自己说话，就好像诗篇的作者诗人对他说：“我的心啊，你为何在我里面忧虑？为何在我里面忧闷
？”Put my hope in God, who's the light of my countenance.
哦，我要仰望神，因为他是我的帮助。
And maybe at the end of the day, to slow yourself down before you go to bed at night, maybe you need to say Hallelujah.
或许在一天结束的时候，在我们上床之前，我们要喊一声 Hallelujah。
Fill your day with praises to your God.
让我们这一天充满了对神的赞美。
Because He's done more for you than the guy that ate the 60 hot dogs, or the one that hit the home run, or get in the Olympics. He's done more for you than all of that put together.
因为他为我们所做的远远的超过那些球员打了一个全垒打。
And in heaven, what are they doing? In heaven, day and night, 24/7. There's no time in heaven, but you know what I mean. All the time in heaven. What are they doing up in heaven?
你知道在天上他们做什么吗？他们没有时间。
They're surrounding the throne and they're singing blessing and honor and glory and power be unto him that liveth forever and ever.
因为在天上呢，众圣徒就会在那里永远的、永远的说愿称颂、荣耀、尊贵、权柄都归给神。
You sounded so good before. It gives me encouragement to try this one too. You know what else they're singing in heaven?
你知道在天上他们还唱什么歌吗
？They're singing this.Worthy is the Lamb that was slain. You don't know that one from the Messiah? Well, that's another one of the Messiah songs. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain. And we can join with those that have gone before us and that are around that throne this morning, and we too can sing, Worthy is the Lamb.
在天上，另外他们唱的就是那被杀的羔羊是配得尊贵、荣耀、权柄的。那我们今天也可以围绕着宝座来唱这首诗歌。
And so as I leave today and jump on an airplane and head back to New York, and as you get in your car and drive down 6 hours to San Jose or however long it's going to take, maybe when you're in the middle of that traffic jam on the Golden Gate Bridge, you should remind your husband to say, "Praise the Lord."
所以今天当我们离营的时候，如果在金门桥上我们碰见了那个
Zoom,
如果在金门桥上有塞车堵车的情形，请你提醒你的丈夫、你的弟兄说，记得要赞美主。
Oh Lord, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in Your sight, O Lord.
主啊，愿我心中的意念、口里的言语，在你面前蒙悦纳。
We pray, Jesus, that we would live lives of overcoming.And that we would live lives of ceaseless praise.
主啊，让我们活出一个得胜的生活，一个不断赞美的生活。
We thank you, Lord, that this is not just a form or a rote that we learn some form, some doctrines, or some tricks, and that we now need to implement.
主啊，感谢你，我们学这个学的不是只是一个教义或是一个形式而已。
But when you took me out of the miry clay, and when you set my feet upon the rock.You put a song in my mouth.
主啊，当你把我从淤泥中拉起来，把我放在磐石上的时候，你已经赐给我一个新歌。
It was a song of praise unto my God.
这就是一首赞美神的新歌。
And I pray, Lord Jesus, that you'd help me to better learn this weapon of praising you.
主啊，帮助我能够更多的学习操练这个赞美的兵器。
Lord, I pray for my brothers and sisters here.
主啊，我为在这里的弟兄姐妹们祷告。
I thank you for them, Lord.
主啊，我为他们来感谢你。
You've begun a good work in us.
因为你已经在我们中间开始了善工。
And Lord, we ask you, dear Lord, that we would go back to our places and be better equipped to serve you.
主啊，让我们在回去的时候，我们已经更蒙、
To serve one another,
装备得更好，来彼此服侍。
To serve one another in the love of God.
用神的爱来彼此服侍
and to serve the Lord with gladness.
并且乐意用喜乐的心来服侍耶和华
We ask it in your precious name.
我们奉耶稣基督宝贵的名祷告
Amen.
Amen. Amen.